We're doing a sound check right now. Jen's here, Jen Wagle, and Billy Corgan's here.
Get ready to Facebook
Live. Yeah, we're doing a sound check, and then they're going to sing on the show here in a few minutes. I asked if I could help with a sound check at all, and they said, shut up.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, seemed right. Meanwhile, also coming up before 10 o'clock, got a bunch of stuff we got to catch up on before we break for the holiday. Next week, Pete McMurray will be doing this. And I'm actually booked on this show on Wednesday.
How about
booked
that?
Myself
yeah.
on the same show.
I'll be
yes,
here,
come up. Grab these seats.
I'll be here Tuesday and Wednesday, and I scheduled the Wednesday appearance so I could see you.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I just want people to know I don't do just any show.
No.
But when I heard I had an opportunity to be on the Steve Cochran show, I said, why wouldn't I do that?
You jumped.
Yeah. And if you guys were watching Channel 9 this morning, you probably saw Billy and Jen. I'm doing a couple of songs there. Welcome to the program. Jen Wagle, lovely to see you as always.
Thank you, Steve. Lovely to see you.
And William Patrick or Billy, what do you prefer?
Honestly, at this point, I don't know. It's erupted into
Billy Patrick, William.
Well, William's my real name, and Billy's what people have called me since I was 18, and then I was Bill from 0 to 18.
Well, what do you like? What do you like? What do you prefer?
Fred, I don't.
All right, Fred's good. You'll be Fred for the rest of this conversation.
Wait, let me change the Facebook Live here.
Yeah. You look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you, sir.
This style, new or today?
Just for you.
Looks good.
Very dapper.
The nonsense meter already going off the charts. Let me back this up for a second. How'd you meet Jen Wagle?
Tribune. We were at an event for the Chicago Tribune. It was the Chicago Live event. May it rest in peace, those fabulous live events. And there was one at Ravinia. And Fred over here was set to be interviewed by Mark Carroll. And I was going to be interviewing Amy, Ask Amy, right? And Amy Dickinson. And
okay.
So we were just chatting in the green room. And I guess my brother Rafer had just previously interviewed Billy about his wrestling.
Fred.
Fred. Yeah. And so we just started talking. This was probably 6-7 years ago, a long time ago.
But became fast friends.
We became fast friends. We bonded over spirituality and, you know, creativity and all sorts of cool things, and we've been buds ever since.
Tim Weigel.
We bonded over the late, great Tim Weigel. And
yeah, because you're a sports nut, right? I know you grew up listening to the Cubs on GM.
Not so much anymore. I've kind of gotten off it.
Yeah, but when you were a kid, didn't you hear every game?
Oh, everything, yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
I mean, this is the best sports city in the world.
And mostly Cubs?
Yeah, I'm total Cubs, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to be
Northside.
In the
I was born in Columbus Hospital, so.
You got to be into the Blackhawks, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a bandwagon jumping playoff fan for hockey.
Well, three Cubs.
Baseball, I'm 365, but everything else is kind of come and go.
Do you have the mandatory celebrity Blackhawks sweater with your name on it?
I do.
Okay, good.
That's cool.
Yeah, lucky. Yeah. Well, does it say WPC on the back of it because it couldn't
fit
on?
It says Corgan. And actually, one of the Wirtz family presented to me when the Pumpkins sold out the United Center, so it has a special sort of memory for me, that jersey.
I'm sure it does. The new album, Ogallala, it's a solo album, but you're touring the Smashing Pumpkins again, aren't you?
No, that hasn't been confirmed.
Okay.
Rumor has
it. You're reading the memes again.
Allegedly.
Well, you know me, allegedly. Always reading the memes. but it's possible.
It looks possible, but it's not necessarily likely. So
okay. Well, let's talk about
Ogallala. I mean, as a band, we haven't played together for 18 years. So,
right.
You know, anything it's like picking up a romance after 18 years is not so simple.
Right, but everybody grows up. People change. Anything's possible.
Not this band. Not this set of castaways.
hence the allegedly part.
Well, the new album is Ogallala, and I've heard you talking about it in a bunch of different places. And when did you start working on it?
I took a road trip around America. I think it was before the presidential election, and you know there was a lot of talk in America about what is America these days.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found myself wanting to wander around the country and go into the flyover country. And I felt inspired to write music because it sort of reminded me about the world I grew up in.
Sure.
A lot of working class people.
Regular folks.
Yeah. I mean, you know, uncle that was, you know, one of my uncles built the, you know, Sears Tower. You know what I mean? Like union families, immigrant families. This idea of like, what is America? Who gets to decide? Da, 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 da. So I found myself wanting to go to the middle of the country to sort of see, is the world that I grew up in still there? Is it, or is the media construct of this other narrative this globalist narrative, whatever. I don't want to go political. But point is, I found myself wanting to get into America, and I found myself wanting to write songs again about the world that I grew up in and the world that still seems to be there in my heart.
Is this a car trip? Is this you driving around in the car?
Yeah, I actually went around with a professional wrestler and a former vet. I know it sounds like a reality show.
Sounds like the setup for a joke.
Yeah, so we rode around the country about 3 weeks, wrote a bunch of songs.
And turned it into Ogallala.
Yeah, this became the root of the album. It wasn't expected at all. In fact, it making an acoustic record was the exact opposite of what everyone's always talking about.
Well, it's also a good story to tell because it's rare when somebody from rock or pop does its country music. They're writing about the people they grew up with all the time. It's the core of country music.
Yeah.
But I think this is nice. I mean, these are the people I grew up with. I grew up with nothing but blue-collar folks who worked hard every day.
You know what? He was in a U-Haul, like literally going from city to city. And imagine just a pop-up concert. He would just sit in the center of town with his guitar and start strumming away. And people would be like, is that?
No.
It was so funny.
But it sounds like you had fun.
Loved it. When you're young and you say a lot of stupid stuff, you know, and, you know, it's trended to be anti-whatever, you know, anti-American, anti-establishment, whatever. And I really love our country. I think that we're in a place where it's like you got to get behind and push to make it whatever country you want to be in. You got to get behind and push. And so I think it starts by accepting that you love your country and you want the best for everybody involved. And so it really helped me get back on that track.
Well, you know, I grew up in upstate New York, and what drives me crazy, and Jen and I have known each other forever, and you know this about me, but when I hear flyover, not your usage of it, but when the media does this dismissal of flyover, the coasts are all put together and they're elite and they're all dressed nicely and they're all look, there's regular blue-collar, hardworking folks in every state in America and every corner of America. So let's not just focus on the Midwest folks in the media. Let's talk about all of them.
So you're saying I need to drive around up there in a...
No, well, not until this album's over.
In an RV.
Not until we're done promoting.
Ogallala 2.
By the way, the wrestling thing.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many people know this. Does everybody know what a nut you are for wrestling?
Well, let's start here. I own the National Wrestling Alliance, which is the oldest wrestling organization in the world.
So you're a wrestling executive.
I actually own a company, yeah. And so we've started making content. If anyone's interested, we have a NWA YouTube. And then we've been talking to different networks about producing television again. But not, you know, the roots in Chicago with wrestling are incredible because wrestling used to be broadcast out of here in the 50s nationally. And so what people understand as professional wrestling today really started in Chicago.
And so you grew up with it as a kid and you loved it.
Bob Luce on Saturday mornings on Channel 26, I believe.
WCIU. Look at you. My grandfather.
He was my neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
He lived on the corner.
I bought...
you knew him?
Yeah, Bob Luce.
Oh, that's
Bob
hilarious.
Luce. I bought from the Luce family, I bought Bob's wrestling world, basically. So I have all his photos and his papers and stuff. And so,
Who's wrestling now? For you.
Well, we have different people. It's hard to explain. It doesn't work for radio. our champ is fantastic.
I appreciate you editing.
No, we have a champion. Nick Aldis is a fantastic, world-class champion.
Okay.
But we're sort of rebuilding the company built around digital media, so it's hard to explain. It's like a five-minute diatribe.
But you have
really
a vision.
I'll give it to you.
No, I trust you. But you have a vision for where you'd like this to go and where you'd like to lead it, I
professional
suppose.
Wrestling actually fits very comfortably into the content, digital content strategies where media is going.
Yeah.
It can be a 24/7 kind of crazy world that you can plug in and out of, and so we're quite happy with
it. Well, there's news today, as you probably heard.
Jen actually does stuff for the wrestling organization, believe it or not. She cuts...
I do some voiceover work.
Well, that's how we met. Remember we wrestled?
That's the first time? Yeah. I thought we were married.
Yes. Well, that was
divorced.
Listen, I make up stories all the time. there's wrestling news today, significant wrestling news, that Vince McMahon has sold off... What's the number? He sold off
3.4% of WWE.
Yeah. So
he made
what's
$100 million.
What's he doing there?
Talk is he's going to restart the XFL, his rebel football league, which, considering the stumbles of the NFL, actually kind of makes sense. And again, in the world we're going into where there's not going to be, you can't produce enough content with the whole world coming online.
Yep.
The idea of a rebel football league actually kind of makes sense, where maybe 15 years ago it was an outlier idea.
But is this good for the NWA that Vince McMahon is selling off a bit?
I think anything that shows that professional wrestling has a big place in the world of entertainment is good for everybody.
Jen, is Britt into professional wrestling?
He's not so much a wrestling guy, but he's a music guy. So, you know, maybe we can steer him in that direction instead of pinning people down. Not that there's anything wrong with pinning people down. He just hasn't gotten there yet.
It's all one big wrestling plug. And how's Madame Zuzu's?
Doing great.
In Highland Park, where?
On Roger Williams. Yeah. Just a little bit north of Ravinia.
Andy's looking for additional work. I don't know if you're hiring.
We've had some unfortunate turnover lately, so yes, we are hiring.
I'm there.
Andrea, say hi.
I was going to say, what do you call someone who serves tea? No, they're not a barista.
A barista. Yeah.
They are a barista. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I love tea, and it's such nice to go somewhere.
We literally have some of the best teas in the world. Mm-hmm. So, and luckily, over time, we've become a bit of a destination spot. People will fly in O'Hare, literally come up to the tea house on a layover and stuff. So it's fantastic.
Ojalala is the new album out and available everywhere. You guys are going to sing something from it, right?
No, we're going to sing a Christmas song.
We're going to sing a Christmas song.
Oh, you're doing a Christmas song.
I'm not here to promote myself. I'm here to promote Christmas.
Well, I'm doing a pretty good job of promoting it for you. which Christmas song?
Christmas Dreaming. Not quite a classic.
Well, it ought to be.
Working on it.
Frank Sinatra made it a classic, so we're going to reboot
anything Frank touched is a classic.
But yeah, and if you're watching on CLTV now, you can see Fred here is looking great. I'm telling you. 9:21, More in a Moment on 720 WGN and CLTV. William Patrick, Billy Frederick Corgan, and Jen Weigel are here. What mic is that, bud? Mic one? Oh, yeah, they're already up? Andrea, say hi.
I want to ask you guys a question about the Chicago music scene today. I mean, we all grew up in the same era, listening to the same music at the Riv, the Vic, going to shows. Who do you guys like today? Up-and-coming musicians, somebody out there, a couple of bands or groups, individuals out there that you kind of should keep an eye on for 2018?
I'm revealing my
cluelessness about local bands.
We had a girl in here. She was our kid of the week, and she was just an inspirational girl. 16 years old, I believe she was, and she was a poet. And she said she wants to get into music, but starting to write poetry now.
Aww.
And just an inspiration, wasn't she, Steve?
She's tremendous.
She says poetry inspires her.
I don't know how kids get discovered now,
because
it's a whole different deal.
Well, what's weird is they start a lot younger because they can watch YouTube clips
and
learn a lot earlier. But what that does is it creates this massive glut of teenagers who are skilled. And so then the record business, it makes it almost more exploitative because if you can get a kid younger.
Yeah. It's like basketball recruiting kids at 7.
Yeah, they're signing kids at 16, 17 to these, not so great deals. So it's a tough world. I mean,
the ghost of Colonel Tom working YouTube.
Well, he got 50% Colonel Tom.
A little high. Do they still have A&R guys at record companies?
No. Basically, managers have now become their own self-fulfilling A&R.
Yeah.
So that's sort of changed the onus on what a client would want from a manager. The business is so upside down. It's starting to get better because of the streaming services. Even though they're not great in terms of what they pay, they've created at least solidity in the market, where people can look at numbers, they know what people are interested in, and there is some sort of closed revenue system. And so that's at least started to move the record business back to even remotely what it used to be.
I've never met a rock star who liked an A&R guy. You come from that era where you guys had hit albums. You must have had to deal with it. At what point were you able to say, we're not all that interested in what you think we ought to release?
Well, our A&R guy, who I'm forever grateful for and did sign us, eventually absconded the job right before what became our biggest album, and then started a new record company with our manager, who told us he was retiring from music.
Isn't that sweet?
And 6 weeks later, they started a label together. So I've lived it.
Sure. Absolutely. And you and Jen are going to do something for us here for Christmas. Jen, you wrote this just in the car on the way over?
Oh, yes. I wrote Christmas Dreaming, 1953.
Here you go. William Patrick and his friend Jen, live on 720 WGN and CLTV.
I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. No sign of snow around, and yet I go around hearing jingle bells ringing in my ear.
Jingle bells ringing in my ear.
Your promise must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. promise must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year.
Merry Christmas to us.
Merry Christmas,
everyone. How sweet is that?
Thanks, everyone.
You love that? You love to be able to just take an acoustic guitar and just...
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm just as happy, if not happier, than a loud electric.
And it's got to be fun to have a friend that can sing.
He's got lots of friends who can sing. I'm just thrilled he asked me to sing a Christmas song. I mean, what the heck? Who would say no to that?
You guys both in the Christmas spirit?
Big time.
I am, yeah. I have a two-year-old. It's my first child. It's
all Christmas all the time.
All Christmas all the time over by me.
Yeah, and I have my first grandchild, and she is also two. It's fantastic. Can you guys hang for just a second? We've got one more, and we'll let you go.
No worries.
More coming up with Billy Corgan and the lovely and talented Jen Weigel.
Yes.
By the way, Brother Riffer's back in town. When is he on?
I know. He's over at Fox.
Yeah.
The competitor.
Can you say that, though?
I just did.
Yeah. It's okay. You can say Fox. Somebody ought to be watching it. So hopefully he's going to bring some people in. 9:30, big story next, and then more with these guys on 720 WGN. Hi, kids. 9:39. Sometimes I like to give you an extra second, as you know, just to collect your thoughts. Jen Weigel is here, and Jen Weigel brought in her good friend, Billy Corgan. And even though he refuses to promote the album, I'll mention it again, it's Ojalala. Out and available wherever you can find records now. And if you can find them in weird places, they're available everywhere. Yeah, they get. You still call them an album, though, right? Don't we still call
them? Sell vinyl at my tea house.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, people have been coming in to get the vinyl because it's easier to get it there.
You a collector at all?
I have about 4,000 albums. Yeah, it's not healthy.
What's of all 4,000, what's to your top two or three? Like the ones you really, really, really love?
Gosh, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
You got old Beatles? You got old...
I'll tell you one cool thing I got. I bought once, and it wasn't cheap, I bought a mono DJ copy of Sticky Fingers by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, how about that?
It's this all mono version of the album.
The coolest bad sound ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I love anything like that. So,
it's great to see you guys. Now, what do you do with Ojalala from here?
I'm pretty much done. I did a short tour and promoted the record, and now I got to figure out what I'm doing next year.
And what do you think you're going to do?
I don't know.
Jen, any ideas?
Well, there have been some ideas popping for a few years, but it's just a matter of whether...
Why don't you tell them? We could talk about it here.
Okay.
Tell them.
Well, just like a bringing back of, the barn, the...
But you need to do the setup. You're not doing good radio.
All right, go. You go.
I was approached a few years ago by someone in WGN's brass about being on air as an on air talent like yourself, and I said I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Right.
But I also pitched the idea of bringing back the barn dance to WGN using the WGN theater. We thought it would be cool because you could get a lot of cool viral clips and
absolutely
and do really fun stuff. Like old school, just good vibe, good music, good times.
And you could do multi-platform delivery of the content now.
Unfortunately, the person we talked to didn't see my vision or our vision.
Right.
And we got nowhere.
Well, it doesn't matter. Maybe the vision comes back.
We talked about it today at WGN TV.
They
love the idea because now the whole world is about viral clips.
Right. Sure, absolutely.
And they got a whole new set now. They can do a lot
of hopefully we'll
things.
All be working together
soon. Paul Rennie, who you wouldn't have met, but Paul Rennie runs a television station and now runs a radio station as well.
Oh, yeah. Good guy.
And so we have synergy. We have
All of those corporate words.
Right?
They're all just working out now.
But so that's what she was talking about. We're talking about once again trying to bring back the barn dance.
That'd be fun.
Because for those who don't know, barn dance, which started another station but was ultimately acquired by WGN, was the predecessor to Grand Ole Opry.
Old time radio, fabulous. Hoedown.
You should show our friend here some of the great black and white photography upstairs. We have, I don't know if you ever saw it, but it was when you were here before, but the black and white photography going from the 20s when, people would dressed to the nines would collect right out here and see performances in, I guess at that point, there was a stage of sorts that was set up from the second floor facing the street.
But is there still a theater in the building?
There is of sorts, Campbell Hall.
Yeah, and there will be in our new building, too.
Yes.
It's going to be a really cool theater.
Yeah, we're being kicked out of this building. That's a whole other thing.
Wow, that's
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's a whole other
thing. I've been on tour, so that's my excuse for not knowing.
You have a lot of downtime between albums as a rock star. Are you good at sitting around?
I just recorded the follow-up to OG Lala in Nashville about a week ago.
So you like working. You like staying busy.
I love to work, I am not... What's the great quote? Devil's work. Idle hands make for the devil's work.
I think that's exactly right, yeah.
I want to know a city that you've played that maybe we might not have heard of. You know, you were talking about Flyover America. A city that just really kind of struck with you.
Well, small-town stuff you're talking about?
Yeah, small-town that it kind of hit with you that resonated.
Well, I love playing Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa.
Really?
Which is where Bob Wills, you know, it was Bob Wills' home. They used to do live radio broadcasts out of there, and that was sort of like the heart of country music. You know, this kind of Friday, Saturday night, play this big old barn space, and I just love stuff like that. I've played the Kane's Ballroom, too. It's playing historical places like that. That's the greatest pleasure in the world.
How much unreleased music do you have?
Probably over 100 songs.
And is it in the vault?
I'm trying to figure out how to get it all out before I expire.
A lot of them are about Chicago, too.
Yeah, I wrote an album about Chicago that I never released. It's acoustic, kind of like OG Lala style from 2004. So hoping to put that out relatively soon.
Well, knowing how much you love this city, it's got to be cool to have all these other opportunities now to show off this city.
And there is a song on the unreleased Chicago album about how the Black Sox are cheaters.
Cub fans dream.
Cub diss song. Yeah.
Are you worried about the Cubs? Now we're going to lose a bit. We're going to lose. Andy, let's go live to Andy at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, help me. Andy, I've been on tour. What's going on with the Cubs?
Yeah, well, you know, Arrieta's probably not coming back. Wade Davis probably not coming back.
I think we knew that.
Yeah.
Right.
There's still big talks with Yu Darvish to come in and be one of the starters. They signed Tyler Chatwood, the starter from the Rockies. And
What about Wade Davis? Is they don't want to pay him? Or?
You know, I think that's part of it. They signed Brandon Morrow from the Dodgers, who appeared in every World
Series.
And
what's the Arrieta story?
You know, Arrieta is a Boris client. So that's a lot of them haven't signed yet. Let's put it to you that way. But I think he wants too many years.
Right. I saw they were talking about Arrieta getting $200
million. Yeah, just $200
million. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
$200 million between friends, right?
I've told people before, and you can bring this up with your boy at some point. Left-handed middle relief is really a good career path. You work a day or two a week, and
I'm a lefty. It pains me. I blew out my arm when I was 15. It pains me. I could have made.
Were you a good baseball player?
I was above average.
Okay,
hard to say because I got hurt when I was about 15 and never fully recovered. So I never got to sort of see the upside of my.
But then maybe you never do music. That's the interesting turns in life, right?
It's actually when I got cut. I didn't get cut. I didn't make the baseball team in high school, and that's literally when I picked up a guitar. I swear to God, it was that causal.
That's a good story.
I was so devastated that I didn't make the baseball team. I was like, I need something to do, and I picked up a guitar.
I think that turned out.
So thank you, whoever.
I think it turned out really well. I think it turned out really well for the world. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
All right. I know you guys got to run. Last word.
I just want to know, follow up then, favorite Chicago venue. I know there's a lot, but maybe one of the intimate ones. Because I know you've played them all.
Well, you know, the Pumpkin Spiritual Home was the Metro. But there's so many great venues in the city, and it's getting better. And in fact, I met a man recently is the Uptown Theater, right? And he's part of the investment group. And they think they're going to finally make that happen. If we ever bring back the Uptown Theater, I think it'll be a total jewel in the city's crown. Because there's a lot of artists in the world who are big names, but you know they don't sell out arenas anymore.
Yeah, right.
So having a kind of a middle sized venue, that's a little bit more elegant than the Aragon, a 3,000 to 5,000 ish. That venue would be spectacular for the artists of that size or that place in their career. I mean, it would be such a fantastic addition to our city.
It's a cool idea
in terms of our day to day life. I mean, it's there and it's sitting empty, but
yeah. And it's and why not? I'll leave you with this. A texter says, Fred, has one of the most comforting singing voices I've ever heard. It's like scratching an itch I didn't know I had, and sometimes a hug. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
That's beautiful.
It's cool, yeah.
That's a nice
thing. Now I can, but I saw visions of people driving off the road.
As they scratch their itch. Merry Christmas to your family.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank
and,
you.
And nice to see you. I appreciate you doing
this.
Thank
you, anytime.
And Jen, you know you're welcome here anytime.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us and letting us play Christmas stuff.
Well, it's beautiful. We appreciate it.